It was one day after school and my daughter came to and showed me a message that she'd received on Snapchat, which was just, "I hate you," and it had a picture of two fists. And obviously she'd received this message and then it disappeared after the 10 seconds. I was shocked at first, angry afterwards. I wasn't sure how Snapchat actually did work. I sort of understood that it did disappear after a while. I didn't really understand how they were using it, but when I saw that message, I realised that this is a great way for bullies to send messages to people and for the messages to disappear, so there's no evidence for parents if a child tries to say what something happened and they didn't take a picture of it. She was shocked and she took them. She knows to take photos of it if it's something that she doesn't think's of the norm. But she wasn't as angry or upset as I thought she would be, so I take it this is something that happens quite regularly.
I try to as much as I can. The Snapchat I'm doing more so. She doesn't talk to strangers on Snapchat. She just communicates with people she knows through the school or through other clubs. Instagram I've been monitoring for a couple of years now, and that's another source of which bullying can happen as well on Instagram, but subtly. A couple of months ago, there was a competition doing the rounds on Instagram between schools, and what they'd do is one person would put up a picture of nine of their friends in a grid, and then they would ask their friends on Instagram, be it 100 friends or 900 friends, to vote people off. So it's either on prettiness or if it's either on popularity. So you've got nine kids' faces up. Whether you like it or not, your face could be put up. And then what the other children are doing is they vote you off one by one until you have a winner. So the kids that are voted off first, it's could be quite destroying for them to know that they're being voted off first the whole time. There's just nothing positive from that kind of competition whatsoever. You're always going to have stronger personalities in the playground and you're always going to have weaker personalities. But I think you have in the schoolyard between 9 and 3, things that happen, bullying happens, but then now it can be taken to a different level because they're coming home, they're maybe being included in these competitions that they don't want to be included in on Instagram. They may be receiving messages from people that they know which flash up and then they disappear. And there's probably some kids that don't know how to handle it. They probably don't speak to their parents about it and they probably just have to deal with it on their own by themselves. And it must be really hard for them. Well, I'm pretty sure that anyone who's seen any of these competitions go up or seen some of the language used by some of these really young children, like some of them 8, 9, 10, like they would never be using the language that they use on Instagram or in these messages in real life because they wouldn't be allowed to. But I think that if you've got children and you've given them a tablet or you've given them a phone or you've given them an iPad and they're allowed to use these apps and these devices, I think you do have a responsibility to monitor and see what they're up to, because I know lots of adults, parents don't actually understand technology and they sort of say, "Oh, I don't understand it." But the kids do understand it, and you have to learn and you have to monitor it because it could be doing damage to your child and you might not be knowing about it. And it's always a fast developing world, technology, and everyone's trying to keep up with it. But I think you've got to do your best to try and keep up with it just for your child's safety and sanity as well. I think you're always going to have bullying. You're going to have bullying at school. You have bullying when you leave to go to work. It happens throughout life. But I think at young, vulnerable age, and it's always happened at school, we're in an age now where kids can come home, they turn on their tablets, they could be bullied in their bedroom, 24/7. And it is much worse than it was, and because there's no escape of it, really.